Don and Mike. Did it make you laugh, Rob?
I never laugh.
Hello? Don and Mike.
We're talking about Anchorman.
Here's a scene.
Thank you for waiting. Your patience is appreciated. Please hold the line, and we'll be right back with you.
This is on our request line number 3.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello, this is Don
and Mike.
Is this
Dennis? Is this Dennis Murphy?
Yeah. Hey, how you going?
Dennis, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, I was on hold. Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
No, we were on hold.
No, we were on hold. Hold on, Dennis.
I'm like a beautiful lady from Chicago.
I pick up the phone, I go Don and Mike show, and I hear beautiful music on hold. We start doing a bit around that, and then all of a sudden it says,
Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line.
Dennis, what was going on there?
I have a little phone call. Sorry.
Are you working now?
Yes, I'm working.
Are you temping?
Yes.
Okay, and what can we do for you? Dennis Murphy, major effing star, what's happening?
I just want to thank you for...
No, hold on. Now, you know what you did again, and I'm on you this time. And yeah. Because really, this is a bad Dennis Murphy call. The whole thing about being on hold, and then you just started the answer with no.
Oh.
You said no. Don asked you a direct question, you started it with no.
Remember, you're not allowed to answer any more questions by starting with the word no.
Yes.
Dennis?
Yeah.
Did you hear the Bill Godwin interview today?
I did.
Did you hear what he had done?
No, I'm not pulling my cheek out.
Well, no, I was just going to say, last time we spoke, you said that if a dentist would replace all your teeth, you'd go for it.
Yeah, I will.
Hold on. I'm going to tie this into Anchorman. Hold on a second, because...
I'm like a beautiful lady from Chicago.
In the movie Anchorman... Which one is dark hair?
Luke
Wilson plays a guy who only has one arm.
Okay.
He's a TV journalist who only has one arm. And I don't want to ruin it for you, but
really?
By the end of the movie, Dennis has got 50% up on him.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
That's another funny spot.
This was a bad call. I agree. I will eject.
Wait, you're a regular caller. Why did you call?
No,
you started with no. Don't start with no.
Yes, okay.
Why did you call, Dennis?
Just to say hello.
Okay, goodbye.
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 Hang up.
Eject.
Hang up.
Maybe... Seriously, the worst call he's ever made.
What a tard.
My dentist never called me back about the Da Vinci veneers, so if there is a dental professional out there that would be interested in picking him up... After that call, I don't know if we should help him.
Dennis has, like, canine teeth. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, the veneers.
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi there.
Oh, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Okay, it's going great.
I just want to let you know, I've been listening to you since I was 13 years old, and I'm 22 right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dennis.
I get only ready for
quite a bio.
What?
I said that's quite a biography.
It is, but there's more. I mean, I get home every day from middle school. I play a little NHL 95.
You said you're 22.
Well, he's talking about back
now.
When he was in middle school.
Oh, back
past.
When you were in middle school.
Oh, yeah. I've been back with Nick Joe and
so you've been listening to the show for a long time. We appreciate it. What can we do for you?
Oh, no, that's all. I just wanted to say hi.
Let me salute you, because you're a good, loyal listener. Can I ask your name?
My name's Joe.
Thanks, Joe. So, Joe, you've been listening how long?
I've been listening for about, I'm not going to math, 6 years.
How many years?
8 years, 9 years.
Well, you said you started when you were 13, you're 22, maybe 9 years. Yeah.
All right, so Don, my loyal listener of the day. I got you. What was your first name?
My name's Joe.
And Joe, what's your last name?
Davidson.
Joe Davidson.
Why is that pause?
See you later.
Yeah, I pooped out a hammer.
It doesn't work if you say it.
But I pooped out a hammer, right?
No, okay, hold on, I get what he's doing.
You get it?
That's from Anchorman.
I see.
We can't use the award, the alarm, I'm going to say the word.
So confused. Get information or a pamphlet at most pharmacies or a health clinic.
We never hear this.
If you need help, see a doctor.
Right.
We never hear the disclaimer
of
the video.
At the very end of it, mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to say the H word, but give me some leniency.
Right here.
Yes. because the word hammer is used in the movie Anchorman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
By the guy who was on The Daily Show.
All right.
My bad, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, no, it doesn't matter because I just said it was okay that I said it.
Did you give yourself a free pass so we're not going to hit the alarm?
Yeah, right. I just did.
That's not true. It can't be done. Whenever any of us say it, the alarm goes off.
Oh, I'm glad you're happy, dummy.
Thank you. I love it. Love you, bud.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Click,
click. Oh,
okay, get out of here.
Last call. Don and Mike Show. Hello, phone scan.
I'm the last caller.
That's right.
Fabulous.
You got to have more than that, though, dude.
You know, I called in earlier with the oil can Boyd. I think that alone qualifies me. No,
I tell you what, no, I don't cocky. Like people. I wouldn't mind that you got through twice, but the fact that you highlight it.
It's just a little too greedy.
I'll tell you what bothers me about it. It makes it sound like it's very easy to get through to the show, and maybe it is easy, but the last I heard, it was tough. That, you know, like
it is hard. You hit
redial a million times.
Absolutely.
It sounds awful to have the same guy on twice in one phone scan.
Yeah.
It's like when I'm watching the Regis show, and oh boy, is Regis out of his mind today? I'm watching with Kelly. She's talking about her husband who's got a bad TV movie on the Lifetime Network and how she's going to be on the cover of TV Guide with this other girl.
Oh, was she taking a little swimming like me today?
From Hope and Faith and how lucky she is. And he's just sitting there with his arms closed. And he does have the perfect... He says, she gets done with everything. And you can tell, because he's a 70-year-old man.
Right. He's a curmudgeon.
He's an old dude. He just goes, are you done?
Oh, my God.
And she goes, yes, Big Daddy, or whatever patronizing thing she said to him. And she goes, what did you do? He said, I had the glove test.
Oh, no wonder he's grumpy.
No, the old man, no pun intended, is sitting on a gold mine. He's waiting to tell everybody about his test.
Did he get the big laugh with the house frows in that audience?
Yes, he did.
Good, okay. I'm glad they were paying attention.
So good for Regis Philbin. But here's my point. And on the Regis show today... They had when they go to their moron trivia,
right?
When they get the caller on the phone, the woman, they go, hi, let's go to Marsha Burbank, and they say, hi, how you doing? And she said, don't you guys remember me? I was just on a month ago. I want a fabulous trip to Jamaica.
Right away
you see both Regis and Kelly's heads like on a swivel going around, and then their producer goes, well, you know, every month we throw away the cards, so you have to enter, you know, every month, but still you
that's
got...
bad. They should it's once every 30 days.
Right, well, I guess they don't have that rule. I don't know. Anyway, it sounds bad when someone like can get through a million times.
Hey, man, it happened here.
If this is the same guy calling again, I'm going to shoot myself. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Different guy. Hi, who's this?
This is Greg from Waldorf. How you guys doing?
Hi, Greg. Listen, you're the last caller. What can we do for you?
Sweet. I know that you guys have an amazing race losers on tomorrow. Whatever happened to Rupert from Survivor?
That's a good point. Michael Hughes has not answered that.
I love Rupert. I was waiting for him to come on because I know you guys would ask the tough question.
I think
questions.
The shelf life on Rupert, Rupert has enough mold on him right now where we should be able to get him on the show.
You know what, Vice President of whatever, he's Vice President of Infinity, Michael Hughes, the other week he came into the office and he said, hey, listen, I've got an update on Rupert. I swear to God, this is the conversation that we had. He said, I talked to my friend in Indianapolis, where Rupert was from. He said...
Where Rupert just came back from Costco buying furniture.
Yeah, and he said, dig this about this guy Rupert. He won $1 million. He's got an endorsement deal. He went, it was Sam's Club.
Sam's Club.
He went to Sam's to buy furniture. He said, isn't that a crazy story? And I swear to God, I looked him right in the eye and said, you know anything that would make that story better? Would be is if it was on our show.
Good answer.
You know, ass.
Yeah, and now Rupert, I mean, it's not enough whether we get him or not.
The whole point was it was just one of our manager guys who was positive he could book a guest for the show, and of course, he couldn't. Tomorrow, you're right, we'll have the losers from The Amazing Race on, and you have won the complete second season of 6 Feet Under on Divid. That's a 5-disc. Boxed set from HBO.
Sorry, I couldn't pull that interview off for you.
Who are you?
I'm Michael Hughes.
Plus, you've got tickets to see the Orioles play the Red Sox July 26th.
That's a fine game.
Your Major League Baseball tickets are courtesy of Comcast SportsNet and their Orioles postgame, and that's for our friends in Baltimore with Live 105. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Most websites give you a picture and a paragraph.
Who are you?
I'm Neil Michael Hughes.
We'll be right back with Beth Ann's charity case of the week.
Hmm. But no Rupert.
No Rupert from Survivor.
Sorry, guys.
But some guy from Casino. Who are you again?
I'm Michael Hughes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you really mean what you said up there?
Uh-huh. I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
The Don and Mike Show. We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. What about Brett Favre? And what about our fantasy football draft? Are we going to do it before the preseason starts? We could let a couple weeks go in preseason.
Well, I think that it would benefit you if we did it after preseason, because I know you watch all the preseason games.
I'm up for it at any point, because you know, remember,
I'd like to do it after the preseason. I'd like to do it close to the real season.
All right, we could do well, but yeah, you know, we can. We could do it right before the opening weekend.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and this year, we got to figure out which one of us we trust enough to be the commissioner.
Well, I'm out.
So am I.
I make a nomination.
Who?
John Norman.
I think that's excellent. He might
kill you. He might kill you for that.
No, I don't think so. He might enjoy it.
He might want the job.
It ends up being a lot of...
He's not here until Thursday.
Rob, you hated it.
It ends up being a lot of aggravation being the commissioner of our fantasy football league.
Picked a bad day not to be here. I second that nomination.
I think really if we're going to do the right thing and just keep everything consistent, Beth Ann should be the commissioner. That's a little joke.
Hey, I got... Why don't we just call Charlie?
Ask him to come back.
Have him come back.
Come back and be the commissioner.
Because it worked so well when he was the commissioner.
Absolutely.
Listen, we'll figure it out. But here's all I do know, is that the very first preseason game, which I know is worthless, is now less than 30 days away.
Unbelievable. August 9th.
Now less than 30 days away. You've got your
Hall of Fame game.
Fame game, and you've got the American Bowl, and then
boom.
Bring it on, baby.
I would like to tell you that this is going to be my year.
Boy, am I ready for
I'm going to have a juggernaut team this year. Okay.
Beth Ann, would you come in before we get this guy from the casino on? I want to very briefly bring everybody up to speed. Beth Ann McBride, who is our producer, is fantastic.
Bam is great.
The only complaint that I would have is that she has a bit of an emotional attachment to people that she's booked on the show.
Yes.
Who get bumped.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And this is a good thing. This is a problem we didn't used to have.
Right.
Now that we have a lot of guests on the show, sometimes they get bumped. Now, this is a guy who's been bumped 3 weeks in a row?
Twice.
Okay. So...
But I harassed him during your whole vacation to make sure he was going to be there the day you got back.
Okay. Her word is her bond.
So this is a guy who's not a star of the reality show, The Casino. He was simply featured on the first episode?
I think it was the second episode.
Where he counted cards at the Golden Nugget?
Right.
Yeah, and the whole staff was alarmed. Oh, my gosh. So they had all the security cameras on him. He's a big guy, so they call him Big Chuck.
So here's my question for you, just for future reference. It's like a little on-the-job training. Why would it be so tough just to call this guy and say, hey, you know what? Your window is passed, and we've moved on to other things. But you came and said, boy, I don't want to let this guy down.
You think he's going to be good?
I think he's going to be very good. Better than Dutch Boyd, maybe.
Oh.
Well, listen,
that's maybe.
Aim low.
I was going to say, what could be better than Dutch Boyd?
Aim low. I love that.
Big Chuck.
Big Chuck. You think so? Well, I must tell you something. I'm on your side. You're a great producer. I'll follow your instincts, but I'm exhausted. I cannot do any more interviewing today. I'm exhausted. Mike, are you exhausted?
I am
spent.
I am spent.
Okay, and Beth Ann, I would never put you on the spot.
Right.
So go ahead. All we need to know before we do the interview, what's the guy's name?
Big Chuck.
Big Chuck. And anybody that watched the show on Fox, The Casino, would know the guy?
Yeah, and I saw it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, but you have no friends. You watch everything on
TV.
That's
right.
Big Chuck. How's your dog doing, Beth Ann?
Much better.
Oh, that's good news.
Everyone keep their fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Will.
Okay, here's a quiz. Who do you love more? Your daughter or your dog?
No one more. Equal.
That's right.
That's fair.
Hasn't changed from that.
Solidly fair.
I hope the dog feels better because we bought it a ticket to Greece for the Olympics.
That is harsh. Uh-oh. I do need some help, and I see the phones are lighting up, but there's no need for you guys to call in and help. Come on. Come on in. we could just get the goddamn... There it is. There's the goddamn... Hey, Charlie.
Hello. I'm here to interview Big Chuck. Big Chuck counts cards.
Now, have you ever watched the casino on Fox?
No.
Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
No, I haven't.
Do you know how to play poker?
No, I don't.
Do you know that Beth Ann, for whatever reason, will not...
Beth Ann's great.
She will not let this guest go?
Yes, I know. She said, Charlie, go in and interview Big Chuck.
All right, Charlie, you ready to...
I'm ready.
Okay, let's put him on now.
I see Method in Red.
Oh, you like Method in Red?
Uh-huh.
That's a good show.
Funny.
It's funny. What's funny about that show?
I don't know. When do I get to interview the ice cream man?
Oh, Greedy.
That's who I really want to interview.
I think sure. We're working on that booking, Charlie.
The ice cream man, the ice cream man. No one can stop the ice cream man, the ice cream man.
Okay, here we go.
Big Chuck, I got my questions.
Okay, you ready?
Oh, good.
All right, then, Les, if you would give Charlie a brief introduction, mm-hmm. saying that we're not here, but we have a guest host. And ready?
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Charlie Interview. Now, here's Charlie.
Hello, my name is Charlie Stewang Stabilak, and my guest right now is a guy named Big Chuck. He's on a television show called The Casino. Hello, Big Chuck.
Hello.
Hey, Big Chuck.
You.
Is your name short for Charlie?
Charles, yes.
My name is Charlie, too.
Well, hi, Charlie.
C-H-A... I-L-Y.
Well, okay.
Did you have a good time being on the TV show?
I did. I enjoyed it immensely.
How many cards did you count?
I can count a few.
Let's get busy. All right, Big Chuck. Do you like to play cards?
I do, Charlie.
How long do you play cards for when you go to a casino?
Well, as long as they let me.
Do you take breaks for food?
Do I do what?
Do you take breaks, Chuck, for food?
No.
You don't eat?
No drinking.
I like to eat. What do you like to eat?
I like to eat, you know, I eat gourmet food, steaks, lobster, I eat pretty good.
Oh, I love steak. Steak's good. Have you ever been to Outback?
Yeah, I love Outback.
That's the best steak in the world.
Yeah. I took my kids there last night.
I find the numerous rules of poker befuddling. What say you?
They're very tough to get, but I think we could teach you to it. Even you, Charlie.
Hey, Big Chuck, I like you.
Thank you.
Can you say something for me?
Sure, what?
Say, Charlie's a card shark.
Charlie the
Card Shark. Hey, Charlie.
Yes, Don. Hey, Big Chuck, this is my friend Don.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Don.
Hey, Charlie, tell Chuck, who's the girl that loves Big Chuck? Who's the girl that loves Big Chuck?
Oh, I don't want to get in trouble.
Who's the girl who loves Big Chuck?
Hey, Big Chuck.
You.
You know the person that likes you a lot?
Yeah, my daughter Samantha and Tammy and Jerry.
No, it's Miss Beth Ann.
Miss, that nice, sweetheart.
Yes, she is. She likes you a lot. She wanted to make sure you were on the show. She said, Charlie, whatever you do, go into the studio and interview Big Chuck.
Even though he was on the show 2.5 weeks ago. See, Charlie, you might be able to explain to Chuck that we were going to bump him. What, Charlie?
I'm listening. I'm reading your lips.
We were going to bump him a couple of weeks ago because we had a very busy schedule.
Right.
But Beth Ann feels a personal relationship with this guy.
Is that nice?
And Miss Beth Ann, Rob told me Mr. Spiewak said that Miss Beth Ann guarantees second base. That's
well,
what he said.
Send me down. I don't know if you saw my program. I'm ready to play. I'm single.
Hey, are you a big star now that you've been on TV?
A little bit.
Oh, that's great. What's the most money you've ever won, Big Chuck?
A couple hundred grand, $199,000.
Oh, my God. That buys a lot of food. Do you like pizza?
I love pizza.
That's my favorite food. What's your favorite kind?
Charlie.
Charlie. What, Chuck?
You're a sick puppy, Charlie.
I'm a sick puppy. Hey, Big Chuck, I got a question for you.
Yo, I'm ready.
Let's get busy. Would you teach me how to play cards?
I would. In fact, I've got a junket going to Vegas August 5th, 6th, and 7th.
You got a junket?
7th and 8th.
What's a junket?
You know, I host it. I'm there personally, and you get the room, the food, the beverage. You get everything.
Can I come?
And you get instruction. You can come yourself, Charlie. Even though it's hard, $19.95 for it.
Well, how much does it cost?
$19.95.
I'll be there. $20? I got that.
I think it's $1,995.
Oh, no.
Correct, Don.
$1,995.
So if I only had $20 and it was
Well, for you, it's $20. For the rest of the world, it's $19.95, Charlie.
Chuck, I would love to come.
Charlie.
And you'll learn how to play. The next time you go without me, your vacation will be free.
Oh, my God, that's great.
What I would
You're
like
gonna
you to do.
You're going to vacation around the world.
Find a nice, polite way now to get rid of this guy. Now that he's been on the show, that we've fulfilled that.
Okay, you taught me how to do that.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Big Chuck, we gotta fly. Time's short.
Okay, Charlie.
Bye.
Well done, Charlie.
How did I do?
You did good.
He's still on the line, Charlie.
Oh!
No, come on, just...
All right. Hey, Big Chuck.
Yo.
What is one thing you would like to tell all of my listeners to the Charles Durang Stabilak Show before you say au revoir?
Go to my website, bigchucks.com with an S, and hopefully I can help you live and learn and paint the casinos.
Thank you, Big Chuck. It was fantastic. And who's your favorite interviewer?
Don and Mike, even though I didn't get to speak to them.
No, wrong answer. Charlie Stuang Stabilak.
And who's the producer who will definitely go to third base with you?
That's Ann.
Yeah! Thank you, Big Chuck.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Charlie.
Later.
Bye-bye.
I thought it went real well.
It did.
Miss Beth Ann, second base. That means that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, hold on. This is probably Beth Ann calling. Hello?
Next time I'm just going to blow them off.
Hello?
How many people go through that?
Hello, Miss Beth Ann.
Hey, Charlie.
How are you doing?
Fine. I haven't even been in the ballpark, much less kind of the first, second, or third base.
Oh, we can go out and play sometime.
We should.
Yeah, see, Beth Ann, it's just easier just to cut them at the knees and tell them, thanks, but no thanks.
That was painful.
Miss Beth Ann.
No, that was fun. That was great.
Miss Beth Ann.
Yeah? Yes, Charlie.
What's your dog's name?
Bunny.
Buddy?
Bunny with an N.
Oh, I will say a prayer for Bunny tonight. Okay?
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay. Mr. Spiewak said he wants you to send your dog to Greece.
I heard.
Where they pile them up.
I know. 80.
Dead.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Beth Ann.
Bye.
Take care, Bam.
Bye-bye.
Beth Ann McBride.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
He made it up.
He made it up.
I know that by heart.
What is your lead story? Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Don.
What's your lead story on the news and comments today, Buzz?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Charlie. Quick, what color is our terror alert level right now, and what does that color mean?
Brown.
Brown?
An interesting guess, but no.
That Buzz is a whale of a storyteller.
We'll find out about the colors in a moment.
I gotta go.
I really gotta go.
Okay, I gotta go brown.
For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
And Charlie, that was very
professional. I gotta go. I'll be like the guy in Jackass.
Go brown.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They only hit you because they love you. Don and Mike.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video. Tom Monroe from his latest disc entitled Tom Monroe on a New Wavelength. And that's a pretty thing called Turning Japanese.
Time for Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz brought to you by Zeramax. Number one, sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Does it really work?
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed and clinically tested patented Duramax, available retailers nationwide. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Hi, Buzz. Oh, I forgot to
do that. Hi, Don and Mike.
Chicago.
Yes,
yeah. There you go. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, guys. A new government report
says the color-coded terror threat system is so vague and confusing it may be useless. And now leading lawmakers are talking about overhauling the thing. The General Accounting Office, which investigates stuff like this for Congress, surveyed scores of police departments and state officials and even federal officials. The answer they got, that the color coding isn't clear and actually hurts their ability to decide whether we're at risk.
I think you're going to be okay here. They got a thin candy shell.
Threat fatigue gets part of the blame. You can't live life by walking on eggshells. You get desensitized being yellow all the time. Yellow. Quoting one lawmaker.
Tell me about it.
The public's
actually,
going to...
it's a problem for my doctor.
And Courtney loves doctors.
A different alert.
Oh, no, that's a red alert.
Red alert, yeah. The public's going to lose trust in that system, says one lawmaker, and won't pay any attention to it.
Gee, do you think so? Do you think that maybe we should send a copy of that old book, The Boy Who Cried Wolf?
Mm. Do you think anybody knows what the color is now? I don't.
I would imagine that it's yellow.
That is correct.
And if it's
most of the time.
Yellow is like...
And
not
what does that mean?
Is not... Yellow means you can drive as fast as you want to get through the light and hope that it doesn't... No, I think yellow is elevated.
I mean, that's correct. I made a chart. Red is severe. That's the highest. Followed by orange, which is a high a terror
orange.
Warning.
Yellow. There is no word, excuse me, Buzz. There is no word that rhymes with orange.
No.
Oranges, monges, who said? Oranges, monges, who said?
Yeah.
Oranges, monges, who said?
There ain't no rhyme for oranges.
Bingo.
Oranges, monges.
There's another one.
Oranges, monges.
There's another one.
Oranges, monges.
There's another one. There ain't no rhyme for oranges.
That's right. Blue is guarded. That's down from, we've never seen that, I don't think. And then green is low. And then, of course, white, snowballs chance.
Oh, there is
that's
a white
that's
level?
Actually, no, actually, no,
that's,
I just...
Oh, that's your own. He's a comedian.
I'm making a point, you know? The Department of Homeland Security calls it a good system and says it will give us more guidance on the color-coded system.
Here's a problem I have with that, with national news and local news,
uh-huh.
that they love coming on at the beginning and saying, threat terror elevated, Al-Qaeda out to disrupt elections, mm-hmm. but there are no facts.
No, and
nothing
it.
To back it up.
And
no
they love to run it during the crawl, too. They love yeah. to, you know, whatever the terror level is.
And it has nothing to do with terror, but it just a shout-out to Channel 5, Fox 5 here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Yes.
I thought that they had cornered the market Sunday night when there was a townhouse fire.
Bad one, yeah.
And here is what they said. Fierce flames cause condo catastrophe.
Oh, wow.
And then the reporters go out and, you know, they make a lot out of it. Well, for the last couple of days, the station, especially Channel 5, the station that is more tabloid than the other ones, mm-hmm. they've been saying, watch out, we're under a flood warning, we're going to get these torrential downpours. Well, as it turns out, they did get 9-10 inches of rain in like an hour and a half. The problem is, it happened 4 hours from here. It happened in...
Quite a drive.
In Harbor to Grace, Maryland.
Formidable flood flattens farmland.
Anyway, Mike, that was the lead.
Yeah, thank you. I have a degree in broadcast journalism.
That was the lead. Here's my point on this. It's just like with the snow. When they get the snow wrong, when they predict that it's going to snow and it doesn't, they love saying, but oh, look, in upstate New York, they got some snow.
Yeah.
So, like, okay, they said for the last 2 days that we're going to get the biggest flood since Noah.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, the only place that really got hammered was north of Baltimore, which is miles from Washington, D.C., but it was the lead story last night on Channel 5, because if it leads, it bleeds.
A feminine anchor... edits eyebrows.
Sorry.
When did I say it?
I hate that thing.
Quick. That alarm? Can we have that removed?
I want to make a motion. I hate the alarm. I hate the hammer alarm.
I'll speak to engineering, but they've got a lot of stuff on their plate right now.
You just set it off again, Mike.
Oh, man, I hate that alarm.
Click, click.
There it is. It's off now.
Yeah. Anyway, I like the off switch, though.
Anyway,
I like that.
I think that a lot of the TV stations love scaring us, you know, because they're being scared by the government as well, right?
Hey, and is it true our good friend Gurveer Dinza is going to go to Channel 5? Is that the rumor that I hear? I hear that's where she's going to go.
I do not know anything about that.
I've also heard that rumor, but I've not heard anything.
That she's actually going to just do a little switch with Tracy Neal.
You know what?
That's nice.
That'd be cool.
You know what they're big on Snowcast is they'll say, such and such, 2 inches here, 2 inches here, 10 inches in Lynchburg.
Now keep in mind, I'm watching a station
that's based in Washington, D.C.
Right.
If you're from somewhere else in the country, get out a friggin' map and look at the map and find out how far away Dover, Delaware is as concerned with Washington, D.C.
But they will go that far if they can get something bleeding or burning.
Which, and in this case, or flooding. Because last night, that's where they had a satellite crew showing you, hey, remember when we said that there was going to be some bad weather? Okay, well, it hasn't rained here for 2 days. But goddamn, if you took a seven-hour car drive, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at these poor schmucks that have been, their houses are floating down the road. Didn't you listen to us when we told you?
You know, there's an expression in this, you heard this a lot after 9/11. People like to marry themselves to the tragedy, and that's what local news does better than anybody else. No matter how far away it is, they, you know, if it's in the general area, they want to marry themselves to the tragedy so they can lead with it. That's what they do.
Now, anyway, despite their image...
Same with Al-Qaeda, same with all this other stuff.
But despite their image, some reporters are not just out for the headline. In Iraq, a reporter for Time magazine gave up his right hand to a grenade to save the lives of a couple of U.S. soldiers.
Oh, and here's a word from that soldier.
I'm not the beautiful lady from Chicago.
The reporter was throwing the grenade...
reporter Dennis Murphy. Yes, right. Private Dennis Murphy.
Yes, he was throwing the grenade out of a Humvee to fend off an enemy attack, and although the reporter did a very good thing, he's still an enterprising writer. Quoting him, I don't want to say too much about it. I should save something for the book.
Wow.
Singer Pat Boone...
Hold on, we got one more tape of this reporter.
Of the reporter, the one-handed brave reporter.
Whoa.
There he is.
How you doing, Bull? How you doing, Bull?
Whoa.
And it always bears repeating that he's saying, how you doing to a bull?
How you doing, Bull?
Perhaps shell-shocked.
How you doing, Bull?
Singer Pat Boone is taking aim at entertainers who have criticized the president for wanting to ban same-sex marriages. Pat Boone says Democratic candidate John Kerry spoke from, quote, the crotch of Hollywood when he criticized the president's stand.
Pat Boone should just eat one.
Yeah, eat one, Pat Boone. What about when he wore all the leather?
Yeah, what about that? Mm-hmm. The Senate votes on a constitutional amendment tomorrow that would ban gay marriage, and celebrities are on Capitol Hill today arguing against it. One of them is 60s Disney actor Dean Jones, who said Hollywood suppresses conservative thought with its institutional liberalism.
I know some people want to eat the Dean's peanuts.
Also appearing against gay marriage, former Washington Redskins player Daryl Green.
Mm-hmm.
Now that
Daryl Green is out against
he's out campaigning against that.
Really, what's wrong with that?
Hey, the sphere of influence.
Well, you know, everybody has a right to their opinion.
I mean, homophobia. I mean, it cuts through all racial barriers.
Why can't people be open-minded like you and I, Mike?
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
Someday, everybody will be a right-thinking American.
Hey, Daryl Green, if that urban story, that urban legend, is still true that you're such a down-to-earth guy that you're still driving the same VW that you had when the Redskins drafted you over 20 years ago, you must be listening to the show right now. Hey, dude. Why can't you be more like Mike and I?
Yeah, open-minded and stuff. Tolerant.
Why can't you be more tolerant?
Really?
Like me and Mike.
That's right. You guys oppose all marriage, don't you?
I don't think he's driving that VW, though. I think he switched to a minivan.
Well, now...
I love to come full circle.
Now that the government has toughened up the standards for healthy cholesterol levels, it means two things. One, we're all going to have to work harder to keep down the bad cholesterol so we don't die from a clogged heart. Two... The big pharmaceutical companies are going to make a lot more money selling prescriptions to keep down the bad cholesterol. The government is even recommending that doctors be aggressive about prescribing these pharmaceuticals.
You're not going to believe this. You think they will, Buzz?
The government decision makes the big pharmaceutical companies very happy.
Mm-hmm. Incredible!
In many cases, cholesterol can be controlled with diet and exercise.
Or a pill, if you prefer.
I prefer a pill and a pill to shower with also.
Or a chair in the tub.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is you can now rocket into space for a very reasonable $1,000. The bad news is you have to meet with your lawyer and then die. A company called Space Services Incorporated is going back into business come September to deposit people's ashes way up there.
Hey, how about that?
1 gram of your ashes would be jettisoned into orbit. The first shipment of 150 remains goes up in just a couple of months.
Hey, Mom, can you spare a gram? I just need a G.
And there's discount pricing. A gram of ashes goes for a grand.
What if you're really feeling really good about yourself? You go, what the hell? take an 8-ball up there.
Let's go, dude.
You can't go 8, but 7 grams, $5,300. So a little bit of a little price break there. The offer includes software for your family so they can locate your container of ashes in orbit.
Right.
Come on.
At any given moment.
Wow.
I will always have Paris. Paris Hilton has settled out of court her lawsuit against the Weasley Rick Solomon, who sold their sex tape on the internet.
Baby.
The deal is she gets half the money, $400,000, which she says she will donate to worthy charities. The very wealthy Paris Hilton says this is her.
What's the worthy charity?
But she hasn't said yet. She says there'll be more than one, and she's going to select what she believes are
her
worthy.
Her underpants drawer. Worthy what's charity. The worthy charity?
No, she's very wealthy, you see, so she doesn't need it. She hopes to use this. She says to turn this situation into something positive. Cameron Diaz, by the way,
she's probably going to, you know, for world hunger. Probably, I would think so. You know,
yeah,
so more people can eat.
Cameron Diaz is still refusing to comment on her topless tape just on the web. And former Baywatch babe Gina Lee Nolan is reportedly concentrating on raising her son and, quote, wasn't really bothered by the sex tape much.
That's the right attitude. In this day and age, it just raises your profile.
That's right.
Among other things.
Well, Fox...
I'm starved.
Fox is now the pirate network. Executives at both ABC and NBC have this week accused Fox of stealing shows, stealing ideas, and of ruining television. Right. Yesterday, the NBC guy said Fox had turned from innovator to imitator. By the way, a long-dead comedian once said, imitation is the sincerest form of television. But the ABC guy says if you have a script or an idea for a show, don't let Fox see it. When NBC announced a reality boxing show, Fox announced one right after that. When ABC said it would do a show called Wife Swap, Fox announced it would do a show called Trading Spouses. Uh-huh. The list goes on. Fox has no comment while it waits for someone else to say something it can copy.
You know, like they all don't do it to each other.
Right.
And meanwhile, let's check out what they've got for us, the great unwashed.
Very good.
Tonight.
What's on TV, Don?
On ABC,
yes.
Mike, I just got to say, this is a minivan driver's special.
Fantastic.
Listen to this lineup tonight. Who says they're not trying? All of these are reruns, incidentally.
Yes.
8 Simple Rules.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Dead John Ritter.
But Garner replaced him.
I'm with her. That's with Ben Stiller's wife.
Mm-hmm.
According to Jim.
There you go, the anchor.
And Less Than Perfect, which is the show with Andy Dick. And then their show NYPD 24/7, which is just like Cops, except they follow around New York cops.
Right.
CBS. They're bringing us Navy NCIS.
Yeah, which is a piggyback on another original idea.
Mm-hmm. And it's really Murder, She Wrote, except it's Mark Harmon instead of Angela Lansbury.
He's dreaming.
Then we have on CBS Big Brother, which they can't say is original because it was an idea that has worked around the country before it
around the world.
Got on here.
Right,
around the world,
right,
I'm sorry,
right.
Buzz. And then at 10 o'clock, The Amazing Race. That might be the only...
At
10? Yeah, 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
That might be the only truly original one. Now, Fox tonight, wild card, because they have baseball.
Right.
They have the All-Star game. NBC, they really care. You get an 8 to 9 rerun of Last Comic Standing, where they're going to show you some of the crazy outtakes with the bad comedians who couldn't make it.
That and, show sucks.
And incidentally, they're not stealing that because American Idol has never run specials showing you the people that auditioned who really stink.
Absolutely.
They're following that up with an all-new competition of Last Comic Standing.
Oh, good.
And then they're following that up with a rerun of whatever Law and Order it is that's on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So those are your big four networks. You know, why are they sniping at each other about stealing stuff? They all stink.
Yeah, last comic sucking.
Well, ABC's in fourth place, so they have reason to panic. And NBC now behind CBS, and Fox is gaining on NBC rather.
You know, if you want to get me to watch Last Comic Standing, follow Jay Moore until he goes back in his coffin.
Well, anyway, you know, never mind what I just said.
They all steal.
Yes, they all do.
Well, that's not Fox's only problem. Things may be a little rough these days in the newsroom. Fox is angry about a new documentary about the cable news channel, a movie that won't even be shown in theaters.
Now, I read about this, and this is similar in a lot of ways to
this
the guy...
This is legit. This is as legit as it gets, I think.
We had the guy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on your viewpoint.
Right.
But we had the guy on yesterday who's doing the documentary about Michael Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a guy doing a documentary about the Fox News channel,
mm-hmm.
about how fair and balanced they are.
Yeah, Outfoxed, right. It's called, and it's only playing right now at New York University, but it's gotten attention because it uses Fox's own people and its own video against it. There's testimony from former employees who say they were coached to put a positive spin on the war. The movie has some memos, and there's tape of Bill O'Reilly saying he doesn't tell guests to shut up, followed by a series of edited shut-ups from Bill taken from numerous broadcasts.
Now here's
funny, funny stuff.
Here's an excerpt of Bill O'Reilly.
I'm a karma kind of guy. I'm an Eastern kind of guy, a wind chime kind of guy. That's me.
Okay, that was one of the outtakes.
Or? I smoke marijuana every other day.
Or not outtakes, these are just like extra things that they found. Screw the establishment, use drugs, get a gun, call women bitches, hoes, disrespect everybody, and you'll still do okay.
Bill O'Reilly.
Follow me and smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people and drink.
Bill O'Reilly.
I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z.
Now listen, this is unfair to take these out of context. What we really did is we went to Bill O'Reilly. We said, this is unfair, like a lot of things are unfair. Just give us one blanket statement.
On your philosophy of life.
Your turn.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Bill O'Reilly. Buzz?
Surprised us.
Buzz, what?
Yes.
What's next when we come right back?
You'll never believe the turn the indecency witch hunt has now taken.
Oh, my God. More of the FCC stuff?
Kind of, yeah, very much so.
All right, we'll be right back. Hold on, what does Bill O'Reilly think about that? I know Bill O'Reilly must have a thought about the FCC. Gosh, he's opinionated,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, very.
From the Fox News Channel. All right, Bill O'Reilly, what about the FCC?
More German guys, leap over the counter and pound me.
I'm not sure he was real clear on that particular one.
See if you can find another one, Rob. Another one. I know we're running super late tonight, but just one more Bill O'Reilly thought. It doesn't necessarily have to be about the FCC.
You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, bro.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Promoting voluntary sterilization. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, now again, here's our friend Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The indecency witch hunt continues, and now they're even bleeping words on PBS. A new PBS drama produced by and starring Richard Dreyfuss has just had 3 words excised to adhere to the new FCC standards. Those standards would allow hefty fines to be levied against every station that carries the show. The Cop Shop, which co-stars Rosie Perez, Rita Moreno, Blair Brown, and Jay Thomas, is set to air on October 6th.
Oh, come on. You don't like the Cop Shop, Buzz?
I call that an all-star cast.
Rosie Perez, come on. Don't it, come on.
How do you keep her from swearing? Dreyfuss is reportedly less than pleased to hear about the bleeping. He says the words, including the F word, should be embraced in much the same way the word is embraced by Vice President Dick Cheney.
I'll call you. In 2 hours. What about Bob?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. And hey, kids, the Beatles are coming out with a new record. A stash of never-before-heard Beatles songs may have been found in an old suitcase at an Australian flea market. The stash is believed to contain a treasure trove of photos and stuff from the band, including tapes of new material. The Times of London says the suitcase may have belonged to one of the band's closest associates in the Abbey Road days.
I'm a Beatles fan. I don't know if I'm all for this now. You know,
you wouldn't be excited to hear that? A lot of people are excited.
See, here's the thing. Didn't they come out with this junk a couple of years ago, Rob, when they all redid some tracks that John had partially done?
Yeah, but this is really cool. This is a suitcase they're thinking belonged to Mal Evans, their publicist. So this is stuff that he's held on to for a long time. This could be really cool.
He let go of it or lost it at some point. The current owner bought the suitcase for $50. It could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Could have been a suitcase full of diamonds.
Experts have not yet examined the contents.
Here is a brief snippet of some of the lost Beatle tape.
I was hoping.
Okay. Chicago, that darling, Chicago.
No, I'm kidding. Disappointing.
That's not the Beatles.
I'll show you.
Stop. These are the Beatles.
We'd have fist fights. And I'd end up at the short end of that stick. I took up karate.
It's John Lennon.
Because I wanted to kill my brother.
John Lennon. I
had no idea. About Paul. Now, here's a reason to get satellite radio in your car. The M&M channel. That's right, your favorite white rapper is getting his own station on the Sirius satellite.
I thought it was a candy channel.
Using his own work and that of other artists, including those on his own record label, Marshall Bruce Mathers says he hopes to create, quote, a cutting-edge hip-hop music and lifestyle channel.
That's good.
Sometimes.
I think it'll work.
That's good, Jeremy.
Yeah. Sometimes he'll stop by to spin records and take phone calls. The channel does not yet have a name.
How about soon to be canceled? How about suck? How about anything Jeremy touches turns to a turd? How about Jeremy Coleman is the single reason I have six XM satellite radios in my house and my cars and not the other one?
Amen, brother.
Think about that.
How about this? Zero share.
Yeah.
0.00, Mr. Plutarski.
Yeah. How about CC? CK. Career killer. Gnarly, dude.
How about a secret sound?
Sure. Oh, there it is.
You'll hear it on tomorrow's show. The secret sound is coming back. This is a rejected secret sound. It's too impossible.
Can you give us a hint before the end of the show?
Yeah, I'll give you a hint.
All right.
It has to do with entertainment.
Fair enough.
That's your hint.
Yes, it does. Why don't you just spell it out?
Anyway, we're not using that for the contest. That's an impossible one that Rob came up with, and I just realized that. I promise I'd tell you before the end of the show. That's another promise broken.
Closing a DVD case.
We will have to get to it tomorrow.
Ejecting a cassette.
Here we go again.
What?
I just hate it. Secret sound.
You love the secret.
No, you just love knowing me not knowing. You love it so much. It's you know.
No, this. Listen, if we had time today, I'd tell you today because even I thought that the big-headed
boy. No, I'm just thinking about the whole game. I better get ready.
Mike, listeners like it.
I better emotionally prepare.
All right, I'll give you a couple of minutes.
There's that even
couple
music.
Couple of seconds.
Right.
Your clue is entertainment. And I'll make it even more specific. Home entertainment. What is it?
Rob what? Piercing his own ear.
No.
Which ear?
Which ear? That's entertaining.
Oh, we're sorry.
We'll tell you about it tomorrow. The tale will unfold tomorrow.
In sports, there are those in Chicago who still believe former Bears coach Mike Ditka can control the weather with his mood, so Iron Mike may become a senator. Quoting the former NFL coach, I'm getting excited about it.
Hello!
There's a website. Signatures are being collected on a petition to get him on the ballot.
Ditka.
Ditka. Think Jesse Ventura, Arnold, Reagan. Democrats like to think of Ditka as one of their own, but the Republicans in Illinois are desperate for a candidate to replace 7 of 9's husband, who dropped out of the race after that sex scandal.
Right, that guy, whatever his name is, that said that
Jack Ryan.
He took 7 of 9 into sex clubs and wanted her to take her clothes off and get her picture taken.
Ditka has to join the Republican Party.
And finally, in Pittsburgh, a woman has pleaded no contest to charges she gave her son's 13-year-old friend some cigarettes, some time in front of a porn video, and a special favor. The 32-year-old was charged with indecent assault and corruption of minors.
Good heaven, no.
Yeah, she's facing 2 years in jail and 5 years probation. She told police she touched the boy on a regular basis.
Hello!
And performed that favor while he was sleeping.
Oh,
I wasn't there, but I'm pretty sure he wasn't sleeping. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! No! We have got to go. La la.
La la.
To all of you.
There's a level on this thing.
There we go. Oh, there it is. Listen, who do we want to thank today? We want to thank Dutch Boyd.
Mm-hmm. Dutch Boyd.
From the ESPN World Series of Poker. He was on the show today.
Big Chuck.
Yeah.
Charlie's interview.
Some guy that was on the Fox show, The Casino. Oh!
And Bill Godwin.
Yeah. Bill Godwin.
I'll watch The Amazing Race tonight, because tomorrow we'll have the losers on from The Amazing Race. Plus, tomorrow we'll be giving away multiple trips to Atlantic City to go to an HBO fight, all transportation included. That's it. Gotta go. See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
How about the nice haircut?
You have a nice haircut, Rob. Very pretty haircut. Lovely. Good night. And Beth Ann? What do you say? A C-plus today.
Oh, come on now.
C-plus. Okay, B-minus
today.
There
you go.
B-minus today. That's it. We got to go. Oh, it's all right here.
Yeah.
See, I'm looking over here. I'm sorry, folks. I'm looking over here to press a button when it's really right here. Okay, now.
All right, use the napkin.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying,
Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.